Warning, the following segment just might stimulate your appetite. Hi, I'm Rick Steves. When I see tour groups marching around under the midday sun in Italy, I always enjoy watching for that moment in their schedule when their guide takes them for a little time out from museums and historical sites to visit the neighborhood gelateria. That's Italy's version of the corner ice cream parlor. The satisfied look on their faces as they dig into their gelatos, it says it all. The Italians have been perfecting the art of frozen desserts for centuries. We're joined now by Alfio Di Mauro. He's a lifelong resident of Sicily, and Anna Piperato. She's an American scholar of Italian art whose passion for Italy led her to settle in Tuscany. They're here to make sure you're enjoying the tastiest gelato in town, too. Anna, Alfio, ciao.
Ciao a tutti.
Ciao, buongiorno.
Buongiorno, I'm dreaming about gelato.
Me too. How
can you say that in Italian?
Sto sognando di gelato.
I'm dreaming about gelato.
Desidero un gelato.
I desire it. I do. Just tell me, Alfio, your favorite gelateria and the favorite flavor and what kind of memories it inspires.
Well, memories of gelato, they go back to when I was a toddler. My favorite gelato is coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a favorite gelateria I have, and they make a special gelato because the secret of Italian gelato is to keep it simple, fresh ingredients,
mm-hmm.
and it's made daily. Sometimes we think that gelato stays for days and days and days, but actually it's good only for a couple of days, and then it becomes too hard.
So you know that if you go to your gelateria and they're trying to give you 3-day-old gelato, mm-hmm. you can tell?
Actually, if your gelateria has gelato all the time, 3 days is not a good gelateria. Because
so
actually, in the summer, they have the opposite.
Can come and go,
yes,
and that's
in
okay.
The summer, they have the opposite problem. They cannot make gelato fast enough. In the region where I come from, which is Sicily, Sicilia, it's a very, very long tradition. We are, I think, expert of water-based gelato. And especially its ancestor, which is called granita.
Granita.
Yeah, something that you know as a slushy.
What do you mean, water-based as opposed to dairy?
Correct. And something that happened in Sicily since the Romans mm-hmm. is the fact that they used to mix in summer fruit juice with the snow from the mountains. Sicily has a lot of mountains like the rest of Italy, so there's plenty of snow. And they used to mix.
So even
those.
Back in Roman times?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously,
yeah.
No electricity, no refrigerators.
Yeah,
they would
correct.
Go up into the mountains, collect the snow, bring it down, mix
yes,
fruit.
Yes, actually, they were preserving the snow in caves. And that led them providing snow in summer as well. Plus, Sicily had a lot of salt harvest.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put salt with ice, the temperature will drop, and they will also preserving that.
Your favorite gelato flavor is coffee. Does that have caffeine in it? I mean,
you get a caffeine hit. Yeah.
And that's why you were such a busy toddler.
Correct.
Okay. Anna, tell me about your favorite, and you're from Siena. Tell me about your favorite gelateria in Siena and what your thoughts are on the best flavor and some memories that it inspires.
Well, my absolute all-time favorite flavor is pistachio, which I get every time with some other flavor. Doesn't matter what flavor, but always pistachio as the base. That's right. How I judge a good gelateria. And my favorite gelateria in Siena is probably the smallest one. I think the best gelateria in general are the small ones without the bells and whistles, no frills, very small containers, freshly made gelato. And my favorite time is to go towards the end of the day when I know they're just about to make one last batch and I wait for it to come out of the machine and they just put the cup right under it and give it to me fresh.
So this freshness is something.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think the typical American considers fresh when it comes to ice cream or gelato, but
Absolutely.
You're actually hanging around till the next batch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. There are over 37,000 gelaterie in Italy, apparently. I read this. But all of them are fresh. And as Alfio says, if there is leftover gelato and they're trying to serve it to you the next day, bad gelateria, do not go there.
Would they serve different flavors at different seasons, actually?
Yes, depending on, and actually they're closed in the winter season as well. So a lot of the best places are also closed because people don't, I don't know what these people are, but some people don't like to eat gelato when it's cold outside.
Okay, but in the summer, what's an example of when you would find one flavor and not another flavor?
Well, all of the fruit gelato, for example, all of the fruit you have in the summer, like peach,
okay, so
fresh strawberries.
Absolutely.
And your smile just has strawberry gelato written all over it.
And the bonus in Sicily is that gelateria are open all year.
In Sicily.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Not in Siena. Oh, yeah.
Count on Alfio to be a walking promotion for his beautiful island. So what is, let's get down to basics here. I mean, because Americans say ice cream. Ice cream and gelato, what's the difference physically?
The big differences are the amount of air, milk versus cream, and the temperature it's served at. So gelato is served a few degrees warmer than ice cream. Ice cream has a lot more air in it, up to 50% more air. And when you have the air, you get ice crystals forming, so it can be crunchier, but also fluffier. Whereas gelato is much denser and creamier, even though they use milk and not cream.
That's sort of counterintuitive. So they use the lighter version of milk, and it is denser and more flavorful.
And way healthier. It's good for
and
you.
And healthier.
Another difference is that ice cream has more sugar.
Yes.
And in fact, it has more calories, even if it has more air in it.
So why order ice cream?
Correct. In fact, what kills me as an Italian is when I see gelateria that also advertise they sell ice cream.
In Italy?
Yes.
Oh, you're kidding.
Because they're trying to get the English-speaking tourist, but these two words should never be used together. They're not synonyms at all.
Let it be known right here on Travel with Rick Steves that gelato is different than ice cream. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Anna Piperato and Alfio De Mauro. And our phone number is 877-333-7425. And Chris is on the line from Chula Vista in California. Chris, thanks for calling.
My pleasure. Well, I'm getting hungry just listening to this conversation.
Me too.
My question is, I've tried to replicate the flavors and the creaminess of gelato here in the States, but I haven't been successful. I wonder if you could point me towards some recipes that will enable me to enjoy that wonderful experience stateside.
Well, I would recommend that you enroll in a 4-week course at the Gelato University outside of Bologna. They have courses in English.
4-week course.
Yes.
On gelato, the fine art of gelato.
Chris.
Do they have scholarships?
They should. Chris, the problem is that the technology for the gelato is a little tricky. The freezing part is what probably is where you are going to have some problems. Why? The deliver of the low temperature should happen in such a short time because a normal refrigerator at home in the freezer, it doesn't have that power. So basically what means is that the longer it takes to form the crystals, the bigger they will be, and that is bad gelato, okay? The faster you can froze, the better the quality because the crystal would be imperceptible in your tongue, okay? So that's why you cannot get good gelato home because you don't have the equipment to do
it. So the texture is a fundamental thing about gelato because it is like almost sexy.
Yes, absolutely. that's the right word.
That's the right word. You know, I mean, I was just thinking, there's no other word.
Yeah, because you cannot feel the ice particle.
You drag your tongue over it. Yeah. What about ingredients? Because Italy is all about ingredients.
It's all about ingredients. You know, we were mentioning about favorite flavors. Of course, when I was a boy, I was not into coffee. That happens later. But what is special is that they always start from scratch, from the fruit of the season. So the best thing you can do if you're in the right gelateria, you get, I don't know, pear gelato, apple, peach, mulberry, watermelon.
Sounds like I should book my trip to Bologna next.
I think you should.
And then to Sicily.
Thank you.
Happy travels. Happy gelato licking. Tour guides Anna Piperato from Tuscany and Alfio De Mauro from Sicily are opening our palates to the pleasures of really good gelato in Italy right now on Travel with Rick Steves. Our phone number is 877-333-7425, and Alinda's calling in from Deerfield Beach in Florida. Alinda, do you have any gelato dreams to share?
Well, yes. I had a few questions. First question I have was sort of related to what was asked by the last caller. How come gelato is so much better in Italy than at the places in the United States where I've had it? My second question was just, where's the best place for gelato in Rome is, if there's a thought on that? And then my third question was, I noticed that everyone seemed to be eating Nutella. That seemed to be so popular. And my favorite is actually Nocella, the hazelnut.
Nocella.
So I wanted to have answers to a bunch of questions.
All right, Alinda, thanks for the call. And first of all, Nocella is a flavor I encounter a lot.
Nocella.
That's hazelnut.
Yes, hazelnut.
And
correct.
Nutella is this children's chocolate sort of peanut
which
butter.
It's made with hazelnut also.
And that's
Nutella.
Why I ask about that Nutella, because it just didn't sound appealing to me at all.
Is there Nutella gelato?
Yes.
There are some flavors.
Is that a gimmick or is that a good flavor, would you say?
It's good flavor,
if you like that, huh?
But it's a little too rich, a little too creamy.
But Nutella is at least an Italian product from Piemonte. So
it's a huge hit around Europe. But
yes.
If you wanted, you could have chocolate and Nocella, two flavors.
Nocciola, which is much nicer. Yeah. And especially
that way,
when
there you
they
go, because that's essentially what Nutella is.
Yes.
Or
it's chocolate.
You can get bacio.
Mm.
Oh.
Bacio is the flavor that is made with chocolate and hazelnut.
That means kiss, doesn't it?
It means kiss, correct. Because there's a famous chocolate that's called bacio that lovers exchange.
There you go. So if you want Nutella, you're not limited to the word Nutella. You can go down to basics.
Absolutely.
How do you know the best place to go in
now,
a city like
Roma? I will tell you how to search for the good gelato. When I lead tours, I warn tour members to stay away from this humongous hills of gelato that you see on the main streets in Rome and Florence. The natural gelato, the original, the authentic, genuine, cannot stand that position. The gelato to be that tall over the container must be pumped in fat. And that is not natural gelato. We're getting closer to the ice cream we were talking before.
In order for it to be exposed
correct.
To the air. Because from an advertising point of view, you see a mountain of purple and green and brown.
Correct. Well, just imagine is 100 Fahrenheit, you are in June in Rome,
right.
And you see that it's like seeing an oasis on a desert. So you go there.
Yeah.
You think you're getting a real thing, but it's not.
Okay, so that's just to catch your eyes.
And but the color also is...
Correct.
So what about the color?
Well, when you see bright blue gelato that's piled this high and it's Smurf flavored, you should stay away from it.
So you want natural colors, you want it not stacked high, but even low with a lid on it?
Correct.
I see a lot of places have a lid on it.
Absolutely. When you see pistachio or pistachio, which is bright green, you run opposite direction
from
it.
Yes.
What I always say to people is in nature, bright color are usually a sign of danger.
Except for strawberries. The strawberry gelato can be quite bright if it's very, very
It's good to know that exception.
Correct. Mint is never green. Mint is white.
Mint is white.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So shape of gelato, flat,
right?
Possibly covered with the lid, color, and then you can see if a gelato was freshly made or not, because the freshly made, as you were talking before, is kind of it looks smooth and inviting and very soft.
I find that the young generation of local people know where the good gelato is. And every year, there's a different place that has the long line,
correct.
Especially in the evening.
Correct.
Is that a good sign if you see the kids lining up, or is that just because it's a popular place?
It usually is a good sign.
Okay.
But something that I think everybody should be aware of between, you know, difference between the lifestyle in U.S., lifestyle in Italy, U.S. has big brands. Mm-hmm. And all of those big brands... You can find all of them everywhere you go from East to West Coast.
Right.
Italy, instead, we have so many little gelateria. They are family run. It's not a chain. You need to live there a little bit and somehow become local. And then you will have this universe that opens in front of you to find all of the favorite spots.
Yeah. Now, we're talking about family mom and pops and everything, but what I see in all over Europe popping up like Starbucks on the main corner is Grom, G-R-O-M.
Grom, I have a love-hate relationship with Grom because I'm very happy that this company was started by some 20-somethings from Turin, which is where I lived for almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to get back to the original way of producing gelato because the founder of the slow food movement, which is from Piemonte, said gelato is just not what it used to be. So these young entrepreneurs, they decided to make gelato the way it used to be made. And their flagship store is in Turin, right by the main train station. They have another one. There's one in New York City. There's one in Paris. There's one in Tokyo. But if I can defend them, they have their own farm in Piemonte and they grow all their own fruits and they make their own flavors and they send out 3 times a week these flavors to their shops all over Italy.
So has bigness hurt their ethic?
No, it has not yet.
But you mentioned they're in Tokyo. So you're saying if you want to get good Italian gelato outside of Italy, you should go to Grom. Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, it's a good compromise.
Yes.
It's a good compromise between a franchising and a good quality product. Mm,
yes. There's one in New York City, a bit closer.
So, and another question Elinda had was, why is it better in Italy? Is it possible to find good? Is it just a matter of having the gear and the ingredients?
Well, what you need to do is just getting the right ingredients first and then the right technology.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And then you have to have a certain consumption and you keep it fresh.
Elinda, thanks so much for your call and happy gelato eating. Bye now.
I'm looking forward to gelato 3 times a day as they recommend it.
Absolutely.
Happy travels, Elinda.
Thank you.
This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking about gelato with Anna Piperato and Alfio Di Mauro, two friends and tour guides from Italy. Stephanie emailed us from Boston, and Stephanie writes, can people with a lactose intolerance eat gelato without having stomach problems? Good question. What about lactose-free or non-dairy options?
Oh, absolutely. You have plenty of choice of fruit gelato, which usually are water-based. So that means they have no dairy of any...
Is that the same as sorbet?
Yes. Sorbet is a word that comes from sherbet.
So in America, I think we say sherbet, in French, sorbet. In Italy, what?
Sorbetto.
Sorbetto.
Sorbetto. Actually, technically, you should call the water-based gelato sorbetto.
We could talk forever about gelato, but just share one moment of how everything is right. Everything comes together. You're in the right place at the right time with the right gelato. Anna.
Well, I guess as not being a native Italian speaker, the first time I was able to properly order a pistacchio with, of course, my favorite fragola next to it and pay in lira, that was a fantastic moment in Florence when I was a student all those years ago.
To get the gelato you want.
To order it in Italian as well.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can remember sitting on the porch of the Pantheon just savoring what I've just experienced with my cone of gelato. I can remember doing the passeggiata with the gelato in Sorrento.
Oh, are you a cup or a cone guy? Because
this is quite important, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Yeah, it is important.
Well, I'm a cup guy.
I'm a cup guy, girl,
Gal,
whatever.
Why are you? Because you get the question at the gelateria, is a cup or cono, right?
Yes. And a
Coppa, cono?
Coppa or cono.
There's a really funny anecdote about the World's Fair in St. Louis in 1904 when there were gelato stands and there were waffle stands and the ice cream maker, basically, he ran out of cups. And so the waffle guy said, here, why don't I roll my waffle and you can use it as a cornucopia? It was a Syrian-American immigrant, and that turned into the cone.
But I'm still a cup person.
I'm still a cup person, too, because it doesn't detract from the flavor of the pistachio.
And you can take all the time you want and not be stressed out about catching those dribbles.
Exactly.
Maybe relaxing is not to worry about the dribbles.
Well, the only difference is that usually Italians prefer a cono. Because you can eat a cone with one hand, and you can do a hand gesture with the other.
Oh, that's exactly. If you're Italian, you have
cup,
to do.
You cannot. And that means Italians, they have some speech impediment if they cannot move their hands like I'm doing right now. So that's why you can be a cone kind of guy. But also, there's a third option, which is the gelato in a bun, a brioche, it is called. Huh. And this, when we were kids, this was lunch in summer. Days.
Oh my goodness.
So you have a sweet pan, you open it in half, and you put 3 scoops of gelato in it and whipped cream on top. And it's the best lunch I remember when I was a kid. Can I add one more thing?
Yeah.
Sometimes you see gelato makers that they roll their eyes because American tourists ask too much. There are certain flavors you don't match together. And certainly one of those is very acidic flavors like limone. Lemon with chocolate or nuts in general.
Or, as my mom says, I'm on holiday, I can do what I like. So just look apologetic and do your research and keep doing it.
Yeah,
and keep
but
trying.
At least now you know
now
why
you know.
People roll their eyes.
Why they roll their eyes.
Yes.
Thank you very much and buon appetito.
Buon gelato.
Travel with Rick Steves is produced by Tim Tatton, Casmara Hall, and Donna Bardsley. At Rick Steves Europe in Edmonds, Washington. We get website support from Andrew Wakeling, affiliate support from Sheila Gerzoff, and our theme music is by Jerry Frank. Thanks to Iowa Public Radio and Iowa City for their help this week. You'll find more at ricksteves.com/radio. We'll see you next week with more Travel with Rick Steves.